Delling poll, rubber bullets for public health, Australia goes full fascist. By James Delling poll on September 22, 2021. Police in Melbourne, Australia, have reportedly been firing pepper spray and rubber bullets at men, women and children protesting against compulsory coronavirus vaccine passports. Some of the injuries they have caused are hideous, with at least one person nearly blinded, and a woman of 70 knocked to the floor with a broken hip and pepper sprayed in her face, as ABC News reported. But don't worry, it's okay, it's all being done for the good of Australia's health. The latest confrontations between police, heavily armed, dressed like Robocop, and demonstrators have taken place at the city's Shrine of Remembrance, as local outlet Nine News reports. It's hard to get an accurate impression from Australia's notoriously woke TV channels. ABC, their national broadcaster, makes CNN look like Fox News. But social media is abundant with footage of protests which have been taking place in cities across Australia in the last few days, including violent confrontations with the police, as Breitbart News reported. Melbourne police have sought to disguise the extent of the protests by ordering a ban on helicopter flights so the rally cannot be filmed from overhead, under tight new rules that temporarily shut down the city's airspace. The restrictions from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, made at the request of Victoria Police, are effective until Sunday, the Melbourne Age reports. Though there have been protests across Australia, the state of Victoria has seen the most action, largely because it has seen the most authoritarian restrictions courtesy of its hard-left Premier Dan Andrews. The protests escalated this week after one of Andrews's traditional left-wing power bases, the CFMEU, the Construction, Forestry and Engineering Union, turned against him and their union leaders. The tradesmen, tradies as they are known in Australia, took to the streets and besieged their union headquarters in protest at the imposition of compulsory vaccines for construction workers. For the last 18 months, Australia has remained largely cowed and compliant in the face of ever-increasing coronavirus restrictions. These have included quarantine camps, curfews, CCP-style surveillance in the form of forced facial recognition and geolocation scanning sent to the government within 15 minutes of a text. Other restrictions include quarantine signs on people's doors as if they were medieval plague victims, denying services to the unvaccinated and treating them like pariahs, arbitrary restrictions on the quantity of beer you are allowed to order for home delivery, and ever-escalating police brutality. But at least a portion of the Australian population is waking up and fighting back with spirit. What's happening now in Australia is almost unimaginable in a nation which, till recently, gave the impression of being a liberal Western democracy. Perhaps this explains what could be a divine signal of disapproval.